It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth
and pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, it's Monday, so we'll check in on the money. David Fisher will be here before we're done. Nicole Malliotakis wants that congressional seat in Staten Island real bad. Why? We'll ask her. Dr. Gina Loudon from the campaign trail. But first up in the green room, he's the head of the Spicer Arnold ticket, Sean Spicer, on vote night. Stay with us.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Sure. Show me something that is a crime. If you could show me that, you know, Trump actually was engaging in a quid pro quo outside the phone call, that would be very disturbing.
Yeah, that's Lindsey Graham saying the obvious, that if the president committed a crime, he would vote for impeachment. Now, the press is running with that like he just said he's going to vote for the president to be impeached. No, he said if the president broke the law. Welcome to Monday. The press is still acting like the press. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Sean Spicer is going to be on TV tonight, coast to coast. In fact, he may be the most televised former member of the administration of anybody that has left the White House. And he's doing really well. Sean Spicer, welcome back. I think I heard from a lot of people when they saw you were going to be on the show. Every week you're on, man, it's like, hey, he did a little bit better. He got a few more votes. He's back for another week.
I know. It's crazy. And if you had listened to the odds, you know, makers at the beginning of the series, I was supposed to be off right away. So it's pretty cool, you know, to be at this stage now where you're, we're halfway through the season. Tonight is, yeah, is show six. And so from my standpoint, it's really cool. But, you know, the other thing I tell people, Kevin, is that it's humbling, right? Because it's not serious, right? This is good family entertainment.
Yeah.
And yet people clearly are taking the time at 8 o'clock on Monday night. And I know what it's like. I got two young kids. Like you're running around, you got a million things going on, and to stop sometimes and go, you know what, despite all these things that everyone has going on, they're sitting there and they're texting and clicking on abc.com for me and Lindsay. And it's silly, but it also is kind of humbling where you're like, wow, like that makes you feel really good when you read all this stuff on Twitter and whatever. And you think, wow, okay, there's a lot of people out there that clearly, you know, think a different way and,
right,
and are supportive of you.
You put it in such nice terms, Sean. I'm proud of you. And here's the thing, like, don't read the Twitter about Dancing with the Stars.
I know.
Read the political Twitter, read all that other stuff, the stuff you know, you're really expert in and get paid for. Read that stuff. Don't read the garbage about this, because you're right. There's an army that has come to your side that is saying, hey, we're going to give this guy a fighting chance. And I have to tell you, I think I told you this last time, my wife's a huge fan of the show, and Lindsay is one of her favorite staffers on the show. And so for you to be paired up with her, and I think that some people thought, like, what they did to you with the green shirt in the first week was, you know, a little bit unfair. I think there's this, like, underdog story that you're starting to, like, really fulfill for people. And you know how Americans are. We love those stories.
Well, I think, you know, and I hope that's true. I appreciate the kind feedback. I think, you know, frankly, my take on this is that I went out there and said, hey, I'm going to have a good time. I'm going to embrace this, really enjoy it. And I think, you know, I think people thought, or maybe some people thought that, like, okay, he's going to, you know, be a stiff about this or whatever. And my view was, hey, like, go out there, enjoy it, have a blast doing it. And if people see that, then, you know, they'll, for lack of a term, reward you with their votes, because,
yeah,
they're watching a show that they want to see as fun and entertaining. And I think that we can help give them that.
Well, I appreciate your attitude through the whole thing. You seem to be very good natured, and I think it's coming across, and that's the way you are in real life, but that it's coming across to America. And you couldn't go wrong with Toy Story, man. I mean, Woody is just like, he's a hero in the McCullough house. All three of my guys just so into that. So, hey, let me ask you.
You can't. It is a really cool. I mean, when I looked at the other costumes, I mean, and they were pretty cool, but I was so, of all of them, I was pretty excited to say, hey, this is the one I got.
Well, and it wasn't the green shirt. So, I mean, you were putting points on the board from the beginning. Let me ask you about the day job for a second. This weekend, the Associated Press claimed that Bernie's 25,000 turnout in Queens on a perfectly sunny, beautiful October day on Saturday with AOC and Max Schneider, a musician, and Michael Moore all showing up was the biggest turnout of the political cycle. And now he's back, I guess. He's, you know, forget about Warren and Biden. Bernie's the guy. What's your take on what that turnout meant, if anything, for Bernie Sanders?
Well, look, I don't know. I mean, to be honest, I think they were probably, a lot of them were there for AOC. I mean, she was the I'm not trying to be like, but I mean, it was touted as, hey, you know, this big AOC thing. So I'm not trying to, you know, negate the support or whatever. But at the end of the day, even Bernie was, that's what they were pushing. Hey, come see AOC endorse.
Yeah.
You know, Bernie Sanders. And so I think, you know, she's clearly got a huge following on the left. And it looked like to me as though, you know, that's kind of what they're, I mean, that's it, correct me if I'm wrong, but that sort of seemed what the goal was.
No, it seemed people, I mean, it was impressive. You get 25,000 people somewhere, but it's not like she did it in Lincoln, Nebraska. Like, and that's where Trump's been playing offense. When he went to Minneapolis, that was a city that voted against him, and he turned out 40,000 people. Like, it's, and right. he was the draw. I don't know. Hey, let me ask you, we're like 3 weeks into this now, and Pelosi came back from break, and she sent the troops out on the break and said, you know, go sell impeachment to the voters. And she came back, and she's clearly indicating she's not taking a vote anytime soon. Are we going to see impeachment be done? Do you think that they're still going to try to do something between now and the end of the year? I mean, they're not going to drag this into the election cycle, are they?
So yeah, I mean, I think that, like, here's my analytical view of this. She's got this far left base, the AOC squad folks that want to see this, and who are driving the train, right? So they are telling all of these folks what they want to hear.
Right.
They've got to impeach Trump. Hey, we lost the ballot box, and this is how we got to do it. And again, just the thing that I find so fascinating for anybody is when you look at the process, and that tells you all you need to know. Like, they announced the impeachment before they ever saw the contents of the so-called whistleblower transcript and met with them, et cetera, et cetera. So they were dead set on what they were going to do. That being said, Pelosi has 31 of her members in the Democrat caucus that are in districts that Trump won. Okay. So, and her majority is 18. So this is a very, very simple math problem. She knows, number one, if they put this up for a vote and it falls short, which it may, because she would need she could only lose 13 of her members.
Right.
If it falls short, she's screwed, because then if Trump wins re-election, you can't argue any case to bring it back. Right. Because once you voted and it didn't pass, it's hard to say, give me another chance. Right. That's not just voting. I mean, that's anything. If you put all your eggs into one basket and it doesn't work, regardless of what it is, it's hard to then turn around to, you know, whether it's voters or your constituents or, you know, a company, if you're doing business.
Yeah.
Say, hey, by the way, I know I put everything into this, but it failed. Can I do it again?
Yeah. The milk's out of the jug at that point.
Right. So Pelosi is trying to balance this act of how can I appease the far left and go through all the motions of impeachment without actually going through the formalities of this. And I think that's where, right off the bat, both in Clinton and Nixon, the House had voted to, you know, to start an impeachment investigation, not to impeach, but to start the process. She didn't do that. And it was done. It was. And for a very clear reason, it's because she knows that she probably doesn't have the votes.
That's my feeling exactly.
And I think that's, again, when you go back and say, okay, why not? You know, in my, that says all you need to know, because she doesn't have the votes.
Okay, that's the music means Sean Spicer is being called to the stage even as we speak. He's got to get ready for his big performance tonight. Friends, do not miss this. Dancing with the Stars, Sean Spicer, SpicerArnold.com. I cannot endorse the website. I can't announce it, SpicerArnold.com. But if you need any more information, there might be a website called SpicerArnold.com. Sean, we'll all be watching. Good luck. Keep fighting
the
good fight.
Only votes between 8 and 10 count, so go out there and text 10 times and click 10 times, but it has to happen between 8 and 9:55 tonight.
All right, on East Coast time, that should be pretty simple. Come on, guys, get this done. Hey, Sean, we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
God bless.
Appreciate it.
All right, coming up, we got a big show. We're going out on the campaign trail. Dr. Gina Loudon's there. Malia Takas, she wants to take that congressional seat that could help the president. Stay with us.
Eric Metaxas clarifies what religious freedom is all about.
So this applies to atheists, to Muslims, to Buddhists, to Jews, to any kind of Christian. I want to be really clear on this program. This is not about fighting for Christian rights or white evangelical rights. God forbid. That's not what the Constitution guarantees. The Constitution guarantees free liberty for all with regard to religious expression.
The Eric Metaxas Show, weeknights on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Excited to tell you about the next stop on the Dining Out Dialogues 2019 tour, presented by Dining Out Magazine, AM 970 The Answer, and AM 570 The Mission, along with FM 102.3. It's a series of live remote broadcasts from 3 to 6 on location with top chefs, celebrity co-hosts, and special guests. And our next stop on the Dining Out Dialogues is with Chef Niall Medford. He'll be with us on November 1st at Bobby Van Steakhouse, the original, which is next to Grand Central Station in the landmark Helmsley Building. I'll be on location at 230 Park Avenue with very special guest co-host AJ Katsimatidis. Happy hour from 3 to 6 during the live broadcast, and you're welcome to stay for dinner by calling 212-867-5490 to make a reservation. Hope to see you on November 1st as we try to take back Congress. The Dining Out Dialogues at Bobby Van Steakhouse, November 1st on AM 570 The Mission and AM 970 The Answer.
National competition for your business is eating away at your customer base.
Like digital marketing minions swallowing your customers one by one.
You need Salem Surround. When a customer does a search, they need to find your business, not the competition. Your contact information needs to be accurate and all over the web. You need the right tools to turn visitors into leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Yeah, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, he is so appreciative of how you have made MyPillow into the most amazing company. He always wants to give you the very best discounts, and that's why if you go to the MyPillow.com right now and click on Radio Listener Specials, there's all kinds of things that you can get. But Mike is always ready to tell you about his buy one, get one free offer today on MyPillows. And that's what you should look for when you go. You buy one pillow, you're going to get another one free. It's his best-selling offer of all time. He loves to revive it. You can also pre-order Mike's book while you're there, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO, and get $10 off with the promo code and free shipping on your entire order. Just remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials for the buy one, get one free MyPillow offer. And make sure you use the promo code when you call 800-651-0798. That's 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. And that promo code, AM970.
Did you see what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show? Tune into the show every Tuesday morning, 6 to 10 on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com. She knows what the left is thinking before they do. Dr. Gina Loudon, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
I own a property in Florida. I was going to do it at no cost or give it free if I got a ruling. You people with this phony emoluments clause. And by the way, I would say that it's cost me anywhere from $2 to $5 billion to be president.
But where is that story being told anywhere in the media today? Oh, he was going to host it for free, saving the American taxpayer the money on the all the stuff we have to spend now that we're going to have to go bid it out to somewhere else. Oh, the idiot media spending our tax dollars. Thank you, media. Thank you, you morons in the Democratic Party. He was going to do it for free. Okay, I'm a little fired up. Dr. Gina Loudon, am I irrationally angry? The human behavioralist in you can assess this. But nobody gives this guy any credit. He's lost $2 to $5 billion of personal net worth while being president. And, oh, by the way, he was just going to do this out of the goodness of his heart. But no, nobody can give this guy a moment of slack.
No, and they won't. And the reason they won't is they have had an agenda from the very beginning to try and oust him because he came in from the outset and upset the apple cart that was the globalist establishment, as we've talked about many times. So they think the worst of him, and in their tiny, feeble little minds, they can't conceive, they can't open their minds to think of the fact that he might ever be trying to do something good. And then this is the perfect example of that. You know, this president, if you know him, and I know him, actually, oddly, Kevin, I know him more as a host than as a president, because I happen to live in Palm Beach, where he spends the majority of his winters and right. on the weekends. And I get to see him at Mar-a-Lago, and I've gotten to see him a lot also at his other properties. For whatever reason, it just I end up in these places when he is, and I get to see him there. And he really is the consummate host. If there's one thing you know about this president, he's very proud of his properties, and he loves to be that host. And when I see him at these places, the things he's saying to me aren't, you know, well, you know, what do you think about the liberals? You know, he's saying, are you comfortable? Are you having a good time? Was your coffee good? Did you get what you wanted for dinner? How do you like my mom's meatloaf recipe? These are the kinds of things that he's talking about when he's at now, the conversation ultimately does always move to policy with me, because he knows that's kind of why I came to the party. But he's very interested in being that host. He's proud of his properties. They are the best in the world, by the way. And there's right. no property better suited than Trump Doral. I was just there last weekend, and it is spread out. There are multiple buildings. Literally, each country could have its own campus almost, or these buildings. It is so perfectly suited. Everyone should look at an aerial view of it. You can see, Rush talked about it today, you can see how it's perfectly suited for the summit and would have been so impressive to the rest of the world. I can assure you that is what this president had on his brain, not profit, but impressing the world with what we have that is so uniquely, beautifully American. That is where the president was going with this. And instead, God only knows what we'll get and what it'll cost.
Well, and he said Camp David may be in the running, which would be still an economically saving opportunity for the taxpayers. By the way, that soundbite that we played for you, friend, as you're listening right now, that came from a cabinet meeting that he held earlier this afternoon. And at that cabinet meeting, Dr. Gina, they announced that the Office of Budget Management released some figures. Since the Trump administration has been in office, they have saved more than $50 billion in what would have been spent under current ruling, you know, rules and regulations according to what had been in place before he got here, passing $50 billion back to the taxpayers through just more efficient governance. And then he also made this promise when he first, and you remember, he campaigned on this. For any new regulation that we introduce, we're going to cut at least two. Well, here's his report card going into his reelection campaign. He's beaten his own promise by a ratio of 9-1, not 2-1 like he promised. 9 regulations have been chopped for every new regulation added under this president. Dr. Gina, some people, their eyes will roll back when they hear these kinds of things. It's all stats and numbers. But it's turning into a different quality of life for the taxpayer, for the country, for the way we come to expect what we should from our public servants. And that's what's really bothersome to me, that, he is an outsider. He does it in a way that nobody else does. And they just need to, as Mick Mulvaney said last week, get over it. This is what he got elected for.
For generations, Kevin, it is changing things. For our children, for our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren will feel the effects of the Trump administration, even though I'm sure the Democrats will do everything in their power to try to screw it up and lie to the American public. What a bunch of ingrates the left are to not even stop to acknowledge and appreciate what the president has done and try to work with him instead of against him at every single turn.
They don't love America. I'm sorry. They just
There's no way to actions. That they do.
Yeah. Thanks, Dr. Gina. Always appreciate it. Get her book, Mad Politics. It explains a lot of the rationale behind what we just were discussing, and it is a must-read going into the election cycle of 2020. Mad Politics, Dr. Gina Loudon. Always a pleasure, lady. Appreciate it. Coming up next, we're going to check in on the congressional race on Staten Island, one of those seats we must and will win back in 2020. Nicole Malliotakis joins me.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians, and it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through October 31st. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months' payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Looking to show your clients or employees just how much you appreciate them and really make your business stand out? I want you to take your next corporate event up a notch with a first-class experience aboard the Atlantis luxury private yacht. The Atlantis is an impeccably designed three-deck mega yacht with two state-of-the-art bars, a magnificent dining room, a huge dance floor, immaculate restrooms, and a gorgeous upper deck. It's the perfect place to watch the sunset behind the Statue of Liberty and take in the breathtaking skyline views of Manhattan. Food and service are excellent. Guests can board at several locations throughout the tri-state area. And the Atlantis is the perfect venue for corporate events. You could do weddings there, too. Anniversary parties, reunions, retirement parties, birthdays, bar or bat mitzvahs. You name it. And why wait? Call New York Cruises to schedule a private viewing of the Atlantis right now. 212-633-1231. 212-633-1231. Mention AM970 The Answer, and you'll get a free menu upgrade. Call 212-633-1231. That's 212-633-1231. Or visit NewYorkCruises.com.
Did you miss what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show live stream?
Catch up on our YouTube channel.
YouTube.com/AM970 The Answer.
Decision 2020. America at the crossroads. Freedom versus socialism. American values versus global elitism. The presidential election that will define our nation for decades to come. Exclusive coverage now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
I'm concerned. I'm really concerned going forward with the reduced capacity that we'll be able to keep the city as safe as possible.
That's Police Commissioner O'Neill drawing odds with the mayor and the city council. It's been decided that in 6 years, Rikers closes, and the four city council members whose districts are set to host these new jails, according to the Post today, interestingly enough, all live a significant distance away from where the jail would be. Welcome back to Kevin McCullough Radio. Glad to have you with us. Someone who is, well, she's been speaking out about this since she ran for mayor. Now she wants to be the congressional representative for the 11th New York Congressional District, Nicole Malliotakis, good friend of the show. And, Nicole, it's always good to hear from you. Thanks for being here. But you put out a press release strongly objecting to this plan. Why do you think they are pushing for it now? What's so magical about 6 years from now?
Well, first of all, they're all going to be out of office by then, so they won't be...
Oh, well, that might have something to do with it.
Yeah, exactly. They will not be facing the ire of the constituents when this plan goes wrong. But look, Kevin, I think what's important to know here is that you know, they want to take $8 billion to build jails in communities. And if you remember in the 2017 campaign, when I ran for mayor, I was saying, you know, let's take some of that money and actually fix the conditions at Rikers. Let's make it more safe. Let's make it more humane. We need to put in detectors for contraband or to protect our officers and the inmates. But there should be improvements made to the buildings. Yes, let's retrofit them. But the location is perfect. And in fact, to better illustrate my point, during that time, there was an escapee from Rikers. And he couldn't go anywhere because Rikers was an island. So this is exactly what we're talking about when we say, you know, New York City residents will be less safe. We're building jails and communities. The police commissioner himself is saying that not only are we releasing people back onto the street to commit more crimes? But in addition to that, you know, you're talking about a lower capacity, 8.5 million people. It's unrealistic to think that you can reduce that population to just 3,500. And then there are the extreme radicals who don't want a jail. They don't want Rikers Island, but they don't want the jails and communities either. They just want no jails. They want no jails at all. They just want to allow everyone to be released back onto the street to return to court on their own recognizance, which, you know, it is really something unbelievable to think about. But truly, you know, if they wanted to make improvements, they could retrofit those buildings. Let's modernize Rikers. Let's make it safe and humane for both the officers and the inmates. And then let's ensure that everyone gets their constitutional right to a speedy trial. That's what this is about. And certainly what they're doing is something that is very dangerous. They've made a really bad decision on behalf of the people that elected them to keep them safe.
Nicole, it's kind of like they don't care about the safety of New Yorkers. I mean, when you think about it, with the changes coming to the bail system and the push to do this, they're literally saying we are going to put dangerous people back into into the hearts of the population of New York City. What is wrong with our elected leaders right now?
There's a sense of denial. I mean, when we see people who have multiple convictions and you read the paper and you see someone at 12, 13, 14, sometimes two dozen, sometimes in some cases over 30 prior arrests, and you see that they're back on the street, that raises a red flag right there. And part of this is that those individuals who are mentally ill are not being treated. So they enter Rikers or jail, repeating revolving door, because they're not being treated for their underlying issue. And then there's just people who are hardened career criminals. And we saw, you know, there's plenty of examples. I mean, I can give you, you know, Randolph Holder, who, by the way, yesterday, police officer Randolph Holder, that's the fourth anniversary of his death. Someone who had so many arrests, but had two felony drug convictions, to put that individual to drug treatment instead of prison is completely backwards. He didn't comply with the drug treatment because he wasn't an addict. He was an actual dealer who was selling that poison to our kids. He was on the street, and then he killed police officer Randolph Holder as a result of that. That should have never happened. I have a bill to close that loophole, but the people in Albany, they're passing just pro-criminal legislation. They don't care about public safety, and that's why I say this year in Albany was one of the worst years that I've – it is the worst year that I've ever experienced in Albany, and really the theme for this year was more rights for criminals, but less justice for the victims. And with January 2020, with the bail reform that will be coming down the pike, it's something that I think people need to be vigilant of and talk about. Because, Kevin, if I were to stalk you, if I were to trespass on your property, and then I were to strangle you, and then I would be arrested and released right back onto the street, and someone could commit a murder then. How would domestic violence victims feel about knowing that their perpetrators would be released back onto the street after committing that series of crimes?
Well, when you think about how ridiculous the left is when it comes to all kinds of other social ills, you know, that we don't want Me Too perpetrators to be in contact with the women that they've harmed. But you're talking about far more dangerous, you know, rapists, murderers, etc., that it would end up being right either on the street or back in the heart of the communities where they are not needed. And I'm so glad, Nicole, that you are one of the few voices that is speaking out with this clarity and saying, hey, guys, we really need to pay attention to this because it's going to have dangerous consequences. And you're not just speaking out, you're also taking action and trying to change the dynamic as well, which is why I just want to remind people that's why de Blasio didn't want to give her district one of those prisons. I know there's like jobs and all that other kind of stuff. She fought this hard, and so he deliberately said, well, we're not going to put it anywhere near where Nicole Malliotakis is, as kind of vengeance. Well, it turns out voters in her district like that idea. They prefer being safe, and now she wants to go to Congress and do the same thing on the congressional level. travel. And Nicole, you know this. New York is way down on the list in terms of the money that it sends to Congress and what it gets back to do things like infrastructure. You think about public housing, you think about Rikers, and think about funds that could be used to help make improvements. If we had legislators fighting in Washington to get tax dollars back into New York, you could actually make a change along some of those lines. But it's impossible when Albany spends every dime it's given and the mayor does as well. So we got to get you there. Friends, you got to go to Nicole4NY.com, Nicole4NY.com. Parting shot, Ms. Maliotakis.
Well, look, what I will say is, you know, in Washington, we're seeing a lot of pro-crime policies take place as well. And, you know, they passed an amnesty bill that would actually prohibit law enforcement from conducting searches on gang databases before, you know, to prevent individuals who are here illegally from being able to stay here. When we look at sanctuary city policies, there just seems to be a complete disregard for people who are here illegally committing crimes. We need to differentiate between those who are here, want to work hard to become citizens, and those who are here to perpetrate crimes against other immigrants and citizens. So that's the fight in Washington, and there's other things as well, but certainly that's for another day. But Nicole for NY is my website, and I hope people will check it out and certainly sign up to volunteer or donate and help us continue to fight for this city, because there's hundreds of thousands of people in this city that believe what the mayor and the city council members did the other day is not in their best interest, yep. And I want to be a voice for them.
And you are. Thank you for your faithfulness. Nicole4NY.com, Nicole4NY.com. Go, give, get involved, and make a difference. This is Kevin McCullough Radio.
It's obvious now. We're in the middle of a war for America's soul. It's a culture war, and we must win it. But we need more warriors to take up this fight. So right now, this radio station is looking for a few good warriors. Go to our website right now and look for the banner Salem's Culture Warrior of the Year Award. There are 6 finalists there, and we're asking for your vote for one of them. Hey, these are good people who fight the tough fight every day. We want to honor and encourage them. You can help. But now, for Salem's Culture Warrior of the Year Award, just go to our website, am970theanswer.com.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I am up every day feeding 60 horses, throwing hay, doing all the things I need to do. And I actually have been back in the saddle, and it's been years. I'm telling you, years since I've been able to do anything with my horses. And I think it's this stuff. I'm telling you, I think it's this stuff. My husband says he has his wife back. You know, it's amazing. So you can tell everybody my story.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Balance of Nature is now offering a 35% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This offer may end at any time, so don't wait to start Dr. Howard's Health Challenge. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're planning a wedding or an engagement party, maybe a corporate event or a holiday party, birthday, anniversary, bar bat mitzvah, why not consider having it on a luxury private yacht? Your guests will be so impressed, and the memories will last a lifetime. Our friend Francesca can find you the yacht that's best for your event. She's got beautiful vessels in her fleet that accommodate from 2 to over 1,000, and guests can board at convenient locations throughout the metropolitan area. Well, if a private yacht is not in your budget, Fran's yachts are fully insured and Coast Guard certified. Visit franstouchofclass.com to see the range of yachts in her fleet, then give her a call and find out about your options. Fran will fill you in on the yachts, describe the delicious cuisine, give you details of all the services provided. So talk to her today about adding that extra touch of class to your event. 212-385-9400. 212-385-9400. Or go to franstouchofclass.com.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite
is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
The New Jersey Business Action Center reminds all New Jersey businesses it's hurricane season. Are you prepared? Be sure to house documents on the cloud and raise computers above flood level. Keep all of your insurances current and identify backup locations. Make sure to stock a disaster kit with water, a battery-operated radio, flashlights, and a first aid kit. We can be ready. Business questions? NJ Back has answers. Call our business helpline at 1-800-JERSEY-7. Sponsored by the New Jersey Business Action Center, the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Watch the Joe Piscopo live stream Tuesday nights, 6 to 10. Available on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Everywhere I go, oh, oh, I change it all. Oh, oh, always on my road, I'm still New York.
Your Money Matters CEO of Landmark Capital, David Fisher, exclusively on Your Money Monday at Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, it's Monday, and that means it's time to check in on what's going on with the markets because we're headed down the stretch here. You know, the end of the year is within sight, and as we have kicked into the fourth quarter, I was just thinking about this yesterday, David Fisher. You know, we're not as, with my 10, 7, and 5-year-old, we're not as say market oriented with them as, you know, say you and I sitting there talking, but we are measuring this year by quarters because the final Star Wars comes out in December. And so now there's the countdown to how long until the final Star Wars is in the theaters. Well, that reminded me, here we are, end of the year, another year that you've made a lot of predictions, etc. But as we get into this back half of October, I'm just curious, what do you see in the week ahead for the markets?
Well, actually, the market is kind of in a low right now as far as there's no new highs, no new lows. There's not a lot of roller coasters, not a lot of chops causing or decisions that are making anything happen one way or the other. I will say, though, there's more people coming out that are convinced that the market's about ready to pull back. And another one just came out, Bill Blaine. He's a strategist for Shard Capital, a guy who's been doing this for 30 years, got a lot of experience. And he said that the time bomb is ticking for the debt markets. He's more convinced of it, that they're about ready to blow up. He's saying the quantitative easing done by the Fed is not going to work. So when you look at the two main influences, the China-U.S. trade deal and the Fed, its stimulus, those are the two influences, and we're kind of on a lull on both of them. But he's saying that investors might look at selling in the future corporate debt. We talked about this before. I think I might need to visit this again. But he said this is what's going to happen is the market – these investors will find out that this market will be illiquid. We're talking about pension money now. And he says it will cause a massive avalanche in bond misery. This is similar to a crisis he said that did happen in 2008. That was done by banks. This one is going to be in the bond market. So a big lull, but we're gearing up for something major maybe.
Well, you and I talked last week about the handshake agreement that we think we have with China. Are we any closer to getting an actual deal done?
Well, yeah. For the first time Saturday, Kevin, the China's Vice Premier, Liu He, actually came out and said this, that phase one is a deal represented. We've made progress in many different fields, he said. They're laying an important foundation of signing this phased agreement. So China and the U.S. have some sort of an understanding from the, you know, weeks previously. But this has been going on for 15 months. There's been 9 big negotiations that have failed. Phase one trade deal, though, to put it into perspective, Kevin, is more like a farm package deal. It was China agreeing verbally through a handshake to buy $50 million of soybeans, or excuse me, $50 billion of soybeans.
Right.
So but it wasn't a written contract, and they didn't have parameters to it. Well, what happened since that handshake is last week, China went to the market and bought soybeans. Unfortunately, it was the Brazilian soybeans. They purchased 480,000 tons of soybeans, 8 bulk carriers representing $173 million. And the top traders in the U.S. markets, exporters, told Reuters that China has not logged one sale of U.S. soybeans last week. So it's unfortunately the handshake is not following through with a full commitment, and the opposite is quite frankly just happening. It's not a, you know, this trade deal, by the way, will probably end up in a zero-sum game because obviously once again, China is an untrustworthy entity to work with.
You talked a little bit about the Fed last week as well, and we think that there was a QE, at least something that kind of resembled that. Are we in for more of that in fourth quarter?
Yeah, don't call it QE. That's what everybody says. It's not QE. The Fed insists it's not QE, but in reality, Kevin, it is QE. $60 billion a month of Treasury purchases. It's Treasury bill purchases versus coupon of Treasuries. It's a little bit different. Last time we did the Fed did $200 billion in 1 month in 2008 to inject in the system. They're committing to $60 billion a month right now. A good source right now is Goldman Sachs. I usually don't like to use them as a source, but I think they got it spot on. Christina Mueller-Glassman confirmed with Goldman Sachs that this monetary policy is the main driver of the market this year in 2019. So it's the Fed, like I have said before, is the one that dictates the market, and now we have Goldman Sachs saying that. She said, though, this is all going to come to an end. In fact, she's talking about next week, this is all going to change, and this QE, don't call it QE, didn't work, but we're heading into another 2001, 2002 crisis, a 2008, where stocks became overvalued. We saw that previously. We're headed down the same road. And another person chimed in, who's the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. He talked at the UN on Saturday and said similar things. He said that central banks are out of ammo, and he's calling for a major recession. He fears the possibility of what he calls a great fracture between the world. He said it's not too late, but here's what needs to be done. He says, we got to start to come together to help this economy out. And he's saying, stop the debt buildup is what he's saying. The biggest thing is that will cause the crisis, but the government has to come to the rescue instead of the Fed. So it's kind of like talking out of both sides of his mouth. I don't know where the power the government has, because that's just going into debt. But the problem is that we're going to have a major problem coming up, and this is where we could see that bail-in happen.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. Last night on 60 Minutes, Christine Lagarde, who's the incoming European Central Bank administrator, of course, she was with the International Monetary Fund, she actually tipped her hat last night and said, yeah, it looks like, the uncertainty in the world could bring about, a pullback, recessionary times. And it was I thought it was rather honest, very interesting. I'm not a big fan of Lagarde, but I thought she was candid, at least in that answer. So real quickly, we talk about a bail-in all the time. Is it, do you think if we do have these hiccups that's what they're going to turn to?
You know, I think more than likely we're headed that direction. I did a little bit of reading and review of things that I wrote in the past, and I was a little bit blown away. I didn't quite focus in on detail, but when I looked at the white paper, because a lot of people ask me, where do you get your information? The white paper from the FDIC and the Bank of England, it's an 18-page report. 4 times they actually used the word bail-in and described how the bail-in would happen. So this is a real deal. This is why we advocate getting some gold. Central Bank last week, Dutch Central Bank said there's going to be a collapse. All these people, the UN Secretary, Bill Blaine, every week someone else comes out, Goldman Sachs, get some gold in your portfolio. We're getting closer to that event. Will it happen or not? Well, at least we're going to have a recession, and a bail-in might follow that.
Yeah, well, and friends, the best way to be prepared is to understand what you're looking at. If you're like most people, you just see things happen. You don't understand what they mean. Get the white paper from David's group, The Coming Bail-In. You can request it for free. It's the seventh edition that he's published on this, and it is scary, the amount of information and predictions and so forth he's made over time. But this has happened in, 7 countries in the last 8 years? And, friends, now we have a law that allows it to happen in the U.S., and it's right there in black and white. 844-604-2575. Get your complimentary copy of The Coming Bail-In. And while you're there, ask him about the new newsletter, Gold, Is It Now a Golden Opportunity? 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575. David Fisher, happy Monday to you. Thanks for checking in with us.
Thanks for having me, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough, my final thought for this Monday coming up next.
Well, fall is here, and with the leaves changing and the holidays just around the corner, it may be tough to get any lingering home projects you missed over the summer. Larry Elder here. Luckily, Home Advisor can give you a hand. From minor repairs to major remodels, Home Advisor will connect you with top-rated pros in your area. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from pros and use Home Advisor's project cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. And to top it off, you can book appointments online. No more phone tag. Home Advisor makes it beyond easy to get your home projects done. So don't wait. Get your projects done now before the holiday rush. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free award-winning Home Advisor app today. Again, to find the right pros at a fair price, just go to Home Advisor, homeadvisor.com, or download the free award-winning Home Advisor app today. Homeadvisor.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Limu, I love how we're always looking out for each other. Kind of like how Liberty Mutual looks out for you by customizing your home insurance. So you only pay for what you need.
Limu, why didn't you tell me about the uncovered manhole? I was literally just telling you. Limu, I had no idea you could swim.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know what you're in the middle of, right? It's that I've almost got a cold. I think I'm catching a cold. I think I got a cold kind of season. I hear it even in my own family. Oh, I got a drip last night. Well, did you really? You didn't have to. Now, I have to be careful how I say this, to who and when. I even heard one of the endorsers of Balance of Nature this week say, you know, I doubled my dose and I think I might be getting better. And I wanted to say, well, why didn't you quadruple it? And you wouldn't even have the cold anymore. But I didn't. I held back. You know why? I know the truth of the power of Balance of Nature. It's helped cure every seasonal act of bronchitis that I've gotten over the last 5 years. In fact, I don't get seasonal chronic bronchitis anymore. And while the sniffles may be going around the McCullough household because my kids and my bride sometimes don't want to take the fruits and veggies, guess what? I'm not afraid to get their colds because I am loaded with fruits and veggies. They're not like ordinary vitamins. They're made up of just natural food in a vegetarian capsule. Tens of thousands of vital nutrients, all of them working in your immune system, just keeping you nice and strong. Anyway, a daily dose has 10 servings of 31 fruits and veggies. And once you start taking Balance of Nature, you're going to feel great. You're going to have that prettier skin. You're going to have a lot more energy, but you'll have a better immune system helping to fight off and ward off that nasty fall cold. So get Balance of Nature and experience the difference for yourself. And right now they've got 35% off plus free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Now this offer may end at any time, so don't wait to start Dr. Howard's Health Challenge. Go 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com. 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or online at balanceofnature.com, and use the discount code THEANSWER.
Jay Sekulow Live is next on AM 970, The Answer.
what you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, we went long on Money Monday, so a very short time that I have left with you. But an important piece of news, and this is why I want to talk with, well, who can we talk to? Well, let's talk to Zeldin tomorrow if we can, Alex. Let's try to get Lee Zeldin back on the show. Because this headline coming across townhall.com in the breaking moments, all nine House Intelligence Committee Republicans released a letter saying that Adam Schiff is playing games and withholding evidence. Byron York flagged it. All nine Republicans on the House Intel Committee sent a letter to Chairman Schiff accusing him of withholding evidence of documents from the minority, list 21 letters, also slam highly irregular manner of impeachment investigation. As you know, they're doing it all behind closed doors. You know, this big transparent process we're supposed to have of removing a president. That's why it's not a real impeachment, because these people are jokes. They are an embarrassment to the office that they hold. Adam Schiff, Nancy Pelosi, this is the same old swamp rat strategy that they've been practicing for the last 40 years. It's why people elected Trump. You did this kind of stuff and you got Trump. You want to get Trump again in record numbers? Keep doing this stuff. This is what gives the people the anger and the motivation to go to the polls and say no. And Mick Mulvaney was right on Friday. He said, you know, elections have consequences. We're not just giving aid to every country that we've always just given aid to anymore. We're asking questions. Are you going to be on the side of the U.S.? That's a different way of doing it. But they weren't elected to sit there and just give out our money. Democrats want to twist it and say some sort of quid pro quo. No quid pro quo. Elections have consequences. Policy changes are coming. And his final thought was, get over it. I wrote a whole column about this at townhall.com if you want to go take a look at it. But it's true, and it's good, and it's why we elected him. So steady on, Mr. President. An embarrassment, Adam Schiff. I'm Kevin McCullough.